Today we go to the Miss USA program and we speak to the outgoing Miss Wisconsin USA 2014. Bishara Dore is our guest today on the Pageant Cast.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi, I'm Candace Marquez, Miss Belleza Latina International 2014, and you're watching Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants. And here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
You're watching the Pageant Cast. I'm your host, Tim Kretschmann. I'm so pleased that you could join us today on the Skype line. We have Bishara Dore. She is Miss Wisconsin USA 2014. Hello, Bishara.
Hi, how are you?
Fantastic. Where are we calling you tonight?
At home. I am at home in Milwaukee.
All right. Great city. We all love it there. So tell me, Bishara, you've been in pageants a while here in the Wisconsin area, which is saying something because there aren't that many pageants in Wisconsin. What are some of your pageants or your past pageants that you've been in?
You know, I always start to tell people right away with my core, which is where I got started with pageants, and that's National American Miss. If you're not familiar, it's a program for girls 4 to 18 years old, and I started right about middle school age. It's a very family-oriented program, and it's a very values-oriented program, and that's where I got my start. That's where I learned to speak. That's where I figured out who I am and what I want to accomplish, and after that, I then competed for Miss Wisconsin Teen USA, mm-hmm. which I then went on to win in 2006, which is when I met you, actually.
Right.
Pleasure of meeting with you. Mm-hmm. And after that, I competed at Miss America's Outstanding Teen for Wisconsin in 2007. I ended up winning and going on to compete at Nationals, and I made the top 10 there, which was amazing. And after that, I went back to National American Miss and competed there, and won their national title, and now I am the reigning Miss Wisconsin USA, and it took me 3 years to get here, and so the hard work paid off, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Fantastic. Now, you are also very involved in broadcasting. Did pageantry lead you into broadcasting, or vice versa, or how did that all go?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what, before I started pageants, believe it or not, I wanted to be a fashion designer because little did I know, a fashion designer is not just somebody who likes to shop for clothes. It's somebody who has the ability to actually draw and has creative skill, which is not me, I found out later on. But through pageantry, to answer your question, is where I discovered that I love to speak. I love to speak in front of live audiences. I love to write. And I love to be on camera and in front of the camera, and not just in front, but also behind an operation, and I love production. So now I have, after college, I got my degree in broadcast journalism and went on to be a fill-in traffic reporter at Milwaukee's NBC affiliate, WTMJ4. And after that, now doing what I'm currently doing, I am now a Fox Sports Wisconsin girl for the station Fox Sports Wisconsin, the cable network that you can watch the Brewers and the Bucks on.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with more with Bishara Dore, Miss Wisconsin USA 2014, in just a moment. The Pageant Cast Crowning Chamber.
Miss Georgia's Outstanding Teen, Olivia McMillan, was crowned Miss America's Outstanding Teen 2015 on August 2nd, 2014, at the Linda Chapin Theater in Orlando, Florida. Congratulations, Olivia!
If you'd like to be on the Pageant Cast Crowning Chamber, send a photo of the crowning moment and fill out the form at pageantcast.com. www.beautypageantnews.com.
I'm Rachel Janowski, Miss Teen Illinois Galaxy 2014, and an issue that's really close to my heart is diabetes awareness and education. I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at the age of 8, and it's affected my life greatly, but it's also affected other people's lives. An organization that's really important to me is the American Diabetes Association. In fact, I'm the Northern Illinois Youth Ambassador for the American Diabetes Association. The ADA does a lot with educating others about diabetes and raising money for diabetes research.
I'm Amy Gregorio, Mrs. International 2013, and you've found the number one source for pageantry on the internet, the Pageant Cast. Well, maybe the top three or the top five. Runners up. Definitely one of the runners up, though.
We're back. We're back now with more with Bishara Dore. She is our Miss Wisconsin USA 2014. You were telling us a little bit about your broadcast, and you've certainly had a good level of success both in pageants and broadcasting. What are the similarities that have helped you be successful?
You know, pageants not only makes you break out of your shell to develop that confidence on stage, but also in whatever career you are pursuing. And through pageants, I learned that I love to be in front of live audiences, speak on camera. I learned that I love interacting with people, doing appearances, being in the community. And all of that goes hand in hand with broadcasting. So through pageantry, since I was in middle school, I've been building those skills that I need to be successful in broadcasting as well. And it's definitely paid off, and I've been so blessed. And not to mention the immense amount of networking that takes place within pageantry. And the women that come out of it are truly exceptional and phenomenal and successful in so many different career areas who also have gotten me to where I am right now today.
Well, and Miss Wisconsin typically doesn't do well in Miss USA, but you made it to the finals. How was that?
It was absolutely exhilarating. It was the best moment of my life thus far, I have to say, because it took me three times to win the state competition. Mm-hmm. And being there, I was just truly honored and blessed to represent the state and just so grateful. And when I was called first into the 20, which was my original goal, right, I was floored and excited and grateful. But then once I made it past to the 10, I was on cloud nine. I can't even describe you the emotion that I felt. And even though I wasn't able to go on and make the top six, I was so proud of myself and all that I have had accomplished and paying my own way to get there and working so hard. And I have to tell you, to be honest, swimsuit is what I was most concerned about, just because it's you never know if you're 100%, or you never know, you know, it's hard looking at yourself and judging yourself and saying, all right, I'm ready. And I worked so hard on fitness, and once I made it past that top 20, it was smooth sailing because I absolutely loved my gown and was so grateful for everything that Sherry Hill and the pageant shop had done for me to get there. So, I mean, it was truly an experience of a lifetime, and the girls I met on another level, one I won't forget.
Now, you've gone to a lot of national pageants where you've competed. What were the different cities? I can't recall where all of them were. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I told you I started with National American Miss, right. And when I went to Nationals for them, That was in Anaheim, California.
Okay.
And after that, I competed at Teen USA, which I won state. So I then went on to their nationals, which that year was in Palm Springs, California. So I was back to California again, but to a different part. It was beautiful. Okay. And after that, I went back to National American Miss, so back to California. And then it was America's Miss America's Outstanding Teen, which took place in Orlando, Florida.
Right.
And then Miss USA now, which was in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, which it has been before, but it was great to be back in Baton Rouge. It was a great change. And I tried alligator for the first time, which I'll probably never do again because actually I didn't even know it was alligator that I was trying. I thought it was some sort of sausage and a pasta, but I tried it. Anyway, it was a great experience, and I've got an opportunity through pageantry to travel to some great cities.
It was interesting to me. Did you say you went back to California three times?
Three times of them were? I was in California to compete for national titles.
That's great. You know, I've been involved in pageants now since 2005 or so. And never been to California. Haven't been there. So
Tim,
I know.
You gotta get there.
California pageants, you need to pull me out there and let me judge. So,
oh, geez.
I would love to go out there.
California.
Yeah. Are there any pageant publications or websites that you follow to learn about pageants?
To learn about pageants? Honestly, just the title holders themselves of the different systems. Miss USA, obviously. Miss Universe, obviously. That's kind of been my role model and what I've looked up to. Miss America, I've followed before. Any of those national title holders, I follow their accounts directly just to kind of see what they're doing and just living vicariously, I guess you could say.
Yeah, you know, social media has really brought a new immediacy.
It's so funny because my first year of college, I took an intro to journalism class.
Okay.
And I'll never forget it because it's so interesting now. My professor told us on the first day of class, we needed to download and start a Twitter account. And we all kind of looked at him like, what is this you're talking about? And get this, one of our assignments was we had to send him at least one tweet per week to get credit for whatever the course was.
Okay.
And required to do one tweet a week. And he goes, I promise you, you guys are all rolling your eyes at me. This is going to be the reason you're employed in the future. This is going to be the future of journalism. This is going to be the future of news. This is where it's at. If you want to be a journalist, you need to be on Twitter. You need to be on social media. And now it's so funny because for Fox Sports Wisconsin, the majority of my job is social media and updating fans via Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you name it, about games and programming and all of that. And it's just, it's funny looking back. So yeah, I mean, social media has taken every market by storm.
Well, you're an expert in this, then. I have to ask you, what is your thought on Google Plus? I'm just continue to watch this thing, and I don't know if it's ever going to pop or not, because right now when I put stuff out there, it's like an echo chamber. There's nobody there.
You know, I think it's a hidden gem. I have a Google Plus account, and I have for a few years now, and I think that a very small group of people have Google Plus right now. It's a very small networking social media tool, but I think it's going to, out of nowhere, just grow out of nowhere. I mean, what's Google that hasn't
if you want the list, I got the list here somewhere. Google Wave comes to mind immediately.
Google Plus is certainly right behind that. I've had it for a while. Why it hasn't caught on, I don't know.
I'll tell you.
I do know a very small few people do have it. I'm one of them. Soon it'll catch on. People get sick of Facebook.
Right. It's funny to me in the history of social media because right now the thing that I keep hearing is nobody uses Facebook on the desktop anymore. They use one of these. You know, they all have it on the phone. And I say, right. But you've used Google Plus on this. Google Plus is so much better on this thing than Facebook. Facebook is horrible. Their app is the worst app. I think it's got to be in my bottom three apps on here as far as usability. It's just horrible to work with. Google Plus is gorgeous on there. But what I keep pointing out, and this is the thing that I say, with social media, there's something that's important. It's people. Anyway, a lot of fun stuff that we got to talk to you about. Tell me more about this Fox Sports stuff. How did you, I mean, Fox Sports Channel in Wisconsin, how does that all work?
It's a cable network.
Okay.
Where people can get their local news on the Milwaukee Brewers and the Milwaukee Bucks and watch the games.
Okay.
I got the job because, as you know, before I used to dance professionally for the Milwaukee Bucks as
right.
an NBA dancer. And after that, I went on, which I am doing now, I am their in-game host. So I host the Bucks games also with another woman who works at TMJ4 on the morning blend, Tiffany Ogle. And so that's what I'm doing now. And it was through one of the front office people for the Milwaukee Bucks that I was recommended to Fox Sports Wisconsin when they started this new concept of Fox Sports Wisconsin Girls, which is hometown girls who love their home teams. And we make sure that viewers know about the games. We also do a lot of community outreach stuff. And we represent Fox Sports Wisconsin to the community. And that's what I do because I love sports. And I really, truly do love all the teams here, and I love the opportunity to be on air and use those broadcasting skills that I've learned and paid so much money to learn at Columbia in Chicago. So putting that to use as well and getting that experience.
Well, since you mentioned it earlier, can we keep track of you through your Twitter account then?
Yes, please. Thanks for asking. At Bishara Dori, that's at B-I-S-H-A-R-A. Dori, D as in dog, O-R-R-E. And then, of course, on Facebook, too, Bishara Dori. Same thing, Bishara A. Dori, actually. Bishara A. Dori.
And for those of you that didn't jot that down, we're going to have links to it in the show notes right down there, so you won't have to worry about that. Fantastic. Well, I want to thank you so much for making the time today, Bishara. Well, something we like to do at the end of every show is we like to see your best pageant wave. So, Bishara, Do you have a pageant wave you'd like to show off to us here?
It's not the traditional one.
Uh-oh.
It's because, it's not the traditional.
Okay.
Mine's very casual, excited.
Yeah, we call that the blur. That one there is the blur because her hand's
blur.
Moving so fast we can't tell. It's called the blur.
I'm so excited to be greeting the people I'm talking to.
Yeah, well, I've started naming these. Because
okay.
I figure nobody, the traditional one, I call that the wobble. Because it's kind of like you just wobble your hand back
Which
and forth.
Which one do you see the most?
I see a lot of this now. I've been seeing this.
What do you call that?
Which I call the squeezer. But I
don't even do it. I'm not sure I like that one.
I think it just doesn't look right. But we are seeing a lot more casual waves. Than we used to. It all used to be this, the queen stuff, too, where you weren't even showing the palm, is this stuff.
Have you seen anybody do that?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
No, they do this thing where you, and to me, it's just a step away from one of these, and I'm like, no, that's not good.
Me.
Yeah, exactly. Excellent talking to you tonight. Let's say it together to everybody. I like to say Tierra Dreams at the end of each show.
Okay.
So, Tierra Dreams, everyone.
Tierra Dreams!
PageantCast.